Phil from where?
Phil? Phil Connors? That's from Groundhog Day, right? Phil? Phil Connors?
I don't know why. I watched that movie in the theater.
Oh, I'm shocked. You didn't like it.
I didn't like that movie. I just thought it was stupid. I love Bill Murray. I thought that was stupid.
Okay, you're forcing me to do this. The only guy in America who hates Groundhog Day and doesn't fill out an NC2A bracket. I'm just throwing it out there. Rob Parker does not fill out a bracket. That's it.
What do you want me to say?
Why don't you fill out a bracket? We all fill out brackets.
For what? For what reason?
You could have filled out to win $1 billion.
Nobody was winning $1 billion. I wasn't even, you know what? I wasn't even moved for $1 billion. I wasn't.
You know, there's like 20 second prizes of like 100,000.
But Mark, you know what? More people than not, you'd be surprised how many people didn't fill out brackets. And I'm talking about guys. I'm not talking about old women or grandmothers.
Thought. I want to get to the Lions.
Okay.
You threw me with, you know what? I don't like Groundhog Day.
What would you like about that movie?
I loved everything about that movie.
I'm sorry.
Bill Murray was fantastic. Who doesn't like Andy McDowell? I mean, the guy who goes, Phil? Phil Connors, that guy?
I was in the theater. I paid money to go see that.
Steven Tobolowsky or something like that is his name.
Didn't do it for me, all right?
God, hated Groundhog Day and doesn't fill out a bracket. I don't know. I don't know who I'm with here anymore. Who is this guy across from me? Phil Sutter, though, is his name. Phil Sutter from Canton is your winner of the $20 gift card, Rob Parker.
Okay, we got it.
All right, give me your thing. Let me hear what your side is on Jim Caldwell coming out and telling everybody. First of all, Matt Stafford's broken. We all heard that he was broken, despite 5 billion yards and all these touchdowns. And he was going to fix him. He's the great quarterback fixer. He worked with Peyton Manning. He's going to fix this guy. He's going to fix your quarterback because he's here forever. You don't even have a backup right now. Sorry, Kellen Moore. We'll get to that part of the story in a bit. What's your thing with Caldwell?
I don't know. When people talk about that fixing people and that it's just a matter of repetition, and especially when you're talking about, Mark, accuracy. I'm sorry. I don't think you could teach accuracy. I don't think you could teach a pitcher. You know why, Mark? Rick Ankiel would still be a pitcher if you could teach him to throw strikes. Sometimes I don't think you could do that. Can he be better than he was? Maybe. But he was never accurate in college. That was a knock on him in Georgia, wasn't it? That he wasn't accurate. So when he says that, that bothers me because I don't believe that you could teach accuracy. And I know he has to say something. I think it's more about making better decisions. That's what I'm talking about, more than the accuracy part. Because you know what? For a guy who's not accurate, who has a great receiver, sure did do a lot, Mark. Sure did put up a lot of numbers, right? Hasn't beaten a lot of good teams, and I get that. But I don't believe you could teach accuracy. And I want somebody to prove to me or tell me you can, because I don't believe it. Just like you know what you can't do, Mark? You can't teach a guy to hit. You know this more than anybody. You were a batting coach, right?
I teach kids.
Can you teach a guy, Mark, who can't hit?
I can't teach.
Can give him better instruction and tell him the better ways about doing it.
No, no.
But you can't teach a guy to hit.
I have gone to parents who have asked for my services in the past, and we've gone to cages, and I said, your kid is not cut out for this. I've had to tell parents at young ages, this is not for him. Find another thing. So, yes, there are people you cannot teach to do it. It's a waste of time. And so if you think you can teach everybody to hit, no, you can't.
And I try to tell God people all the time, you know why? Because, Mark, every shortstop who's ever played in the big leagues wouldn't be batting 220 if you could teach them how to hit.
Right.
Right?
They're major league players.
Everybody would be batting 300 if you could teach people how to hit.
At least 300.
You can't teach people how to hit. It's eye-hand coordination. You know what? You cannot. I'm sorry, Jim Caldwell. You cannot teach accuracy.
It's either innate in your system that you have that kind of, well, that's part of hand-eye coordination.
Can't teach accuracy. I don't believe it.
Look, any guy, and y'all have done this, has taken a football and said, go long, right? And you whip it to your buddy, you just fling it in the air, and he either overruns it, it falls short, it goes over here, it goes over there. You see how difficult it is. You know, the other day, who was it that got broken? The guy who played E in Entourage caught some ball. Speaking of a guy who transferred for 1 year, Russell Wilson, to go from NC State to Wisconsin and do good things at Wisconsin, there was another example of that. He got hurt from Russell Wilson throwing him the football. And I tell anybody, well, listen, have you ever caught a ball from a professional quarterback?
They throw that ball so hard. People have no idea.
No idea. Because here's the deal.
Go look at the receiver's hands, Mark. They're all
Here's what the ball does, though.
Mangled.
When it's first thrown, let's say Russell Wilson or any quarterback, pick any NFL quarterback. Drew Brees is one of the he's a killer. I mean, he's a killer. You throw, at first it doesn't look like it's coming at you very hard. Then it gets to here, and it's about to take your head off. It actually speeds up as it gets to its target. Now, one of the things Caldwell says is, and I love this one, he's actually telling you what he's going to tell Stafford. Quote, unquote, he needs to pick a small target every time he throws, meaning go for the hip, go for the shoulder, go for the elbow, go to some target, go for the breast. I mean, some little tiny thing on each player, the breastplate being in a full uniformed NFL guy, and go for that particular spot. Don't do the generic overall. If you got guy who's going to catch with his hands, it's not even so much about the hands itself. Pick his nose. Pick somewhere.
I know what you mean. You mean pick
his nose.
But pick a spot.
Pick a spot like his nose or his mouth. And he said, well, he's throwing in his head. No, he's throwing where the hands are supposed to be. If that's where the hands are going, that's where he's got to throw the foot. Now, my only point about saying this is the kind of stuff you sure to learned in high school. Down there where Clayton Kershaw and Bobby Lane went to high school, Matt
Stafford. But he was always talented enough, Mark, to get by, and he has a strong arm. So maybe he didn't have to be that accurate, and receivers could run after balls or run under balls or whatever it is.
I don't know. For $78 million of the original contract, the last guy to get a contract before Cam Newton got the first crappy contract for a rookie.
Thanks to the union. That was where the union didn't work
for
out.
For that kind of dough, and for breaking every Bobby Lane record, every Lions quarterback record we got here, this guy comes in and says, oh, no, this guy doesn't even know how to do it.
Our telephone number is 248-848-1130.
Oh, God.
Are you with Jim? Can you teach accuracy or not? Because he hasn't been accurate. You think all of a sudden, did he come to the team last week? The other coaches, haven't the Lions had quarterback coaches? Mark, they've been looking at this guy for years now.
You act as if Scott Linehan had no clue.
Had no clue.
I didn't know he couldn't do it.
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't accurate. How many times did we see him overthrow a wide-open receiver or he missed somebody?
I was only here the entire time with him. I didn't know he had a problem.